up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, we find another week has appeared out of the clear blue sky. And that means it's time for a brand new edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back to spin the polka records for another hour. Just like we do every week, glad you're hanging out with me for another show here. We'll see what we have in the old surprise record pile for you, because you never know what's going to turn up here on the Oompa Hour. I just grab piles of records. See, like right here, I have the Polka Nuts. That's what's at the Polka Nuts. That's the name of the band. I'm not kidding you. They're from Brighton, Colorado. I guess if you're going to play a song by the Polka Nuts, it would only seem reasonable to play the Polka Nut Polka. Oh, man, special effects and everything. There's the Polka Nuts and the Polka Nut Polka to get things rolling here. On Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with us for another exciting week here in the show. My computer is driving me insane already because it says, you have updates available. It's a little thing that pops up. And I never want to stop what I'm doing and do the updates. I got things to do. So it has choices like do it now or try to do it tonight. Or set on that will automatically do it, or remind me later. And if I choose do it later, the best choice available to me is always remind me tomorrow. So I always choose remind me tomorrow, and then I may not use the computer for 3 or 4 days. And of course, that message is waiting for me when I return. I'm sure there's some way I can shut that off, but I just don't have time to figure it out. Anyway, welcome to another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Next on the turntable, it's Al Grebnick. It says right here, King of Nebraska Polka Days. And I'm certainly not going to argue with him about that. Anyway, this one is called the It Ain't So Polka. There you go. That's the It Ain't So Polka. It is so the It Ain't So Polka. I'm sure it is. Al Grebnick here, king of Nebraska polka days, according to the record. And it's printed right on there, so I'm not going to second guess anything that sounds that important. Hey, you're listening to another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us today. What is coming up? The Coal Diggers and Happy Tony. With one of my favorite ridiculous songs here in just a little bit. Let us talk a moment about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? We shall. Visit them. If you can't do it in person, do it online. worldofaccordions.org. Yeah, it's an accordion museum, if you can imagine that. Think of how much that weighs. 1,400 accordions on display in their museum. A vast array of really neat historical stuff, I'm telling you. They have a lot of other things there, too, you know, memorabilia and related stuff. What's the proper word? I was in knickknacks doesn't sound right. Bric-a-brac sounds even worse. Related paraphernalia. That sounds pretty good. Anyway, they've got their beautiful concert hall. They have education. They have the accordion repair and technician school. And a lot of events, of course. The event calendar kind of conks out a little bit as we head into winter up here in the Great White North. But still, check it out online, worldofaccordions.org. Maybe make a plan to stop in a visit if you're going to be in the area. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right by Duluth, Minnesota, right near Lake Superior. Nice place to visit. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Now, this is kind of a ridiculous polka record here. It's payday at a polka party with the Coal Diggers and Happy Tony and his Penzi pals. That's what it says. And this is pretty much a ridiculous song. And I think I always pick this same song every time this record comes around. That's because it's called Don't Throw Beer Bottles at the Band. How can you turn that down?
Don't throw beer bottles at the man, 'cause we're playing the best way that we can. Oh, we play our music just for you, so come on, be happy, don't be blue. Don't throw beer bottles at the man, 'cause those things, well, they get out of hand. Oh, we had a nest a week before, broken glass was all over. We play our music with the moon, and if they want to dance, then to stay neat. If it don't, the owner will get sore, and we won't be playing here no more. So don't throw beer bottles at the band, 'cause we're playing the best way that we can. So we play our music at all for you, so come on, and they have it, don't be cold.
I may not be an expert, but it sounds like they're having a pretty good time on that record. There you have it. The Coal Diggers with Happy Tony and his Penzi pals. Don't throw beer bottles at the band. It's just not polite, all right? It's Ray J and the Carousels back over here on turntable number one. This is the Pinup Girl Polka.
A chłopacy tak na nią się patrzą, bo to im się spodoba. A ta suknia taką turą, każe kolanka pokazał. A chłopacy tak na nią się patrzą, bo to im się spodoba. Iskramną figurę ma. A chłopacy tak na nią się patrzą, każdy już na nią gwizdał. pieniędzy. Patrznie wolna z daleka, a chłopak si teraz się żałuje, bo ona już mnie żama.
All right, have it, Ray J and the Carousels entertaining us today. That's the Pinup Girl Polka. I have no idea what they're saying. I'm betting she's probably pretty good looking, though, I would think, huh? All right, marching on here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another show. Trying to mix up the records here a little bit, see what we could find that we haven't spun for a while, which really, every week when I sit down to do the show, I think, what records can I play that I haven't played for a while? Like I'll remember. Because I've played thousands of these. And every now and then I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've never played this one. And then it turns out I have, like 4 years ago or something. It's ridiculous. But I try to mix it up pretty good. We don't hear from Brother Burr very often. There's Brother Burr. This is the Doghouse Polka. It's a Doghouse Polka. Your dog probably liked that one. Brother Burr and the band. And the boys in the band. See how many bees we can get in a row here. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. You're probably coming to you from northern Minnesota. Yes, that's true. A little bitty town called Bovee, Minnesota. Population about 600 and some odd on a good day. So there you go. By the way, if you want to get in touch with us here, even though we're up in the north country in the middle of the woods, where there's hardly any people, we do have methods of communication. And if you'd like to make a request, comment, dedication, whatever, you can text or you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Or you can hit us with an email. It's just oompahour@aol.com. And if you're a Facebooker, you can do that too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. any of those ways. If you want to get a song request to us or a dedication or whatever, happy to do it for you. Here's one we don't get to very often. It's Michigan's Saginaw Valley Polka All-Stars, which is the MSVPAS, which spells MSVPAS for short. This is called At the Barracks. There you go. Haven't, I'm trying to remember if I ever had that record on the turntable before. Michigan Saginaw Valley Polka All-Stars. I obviously have because the record's kind of worn out. But some of these records have been sitting around here for 45 years or more. Hard to keep track. Anyway, you're in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Hope you're dancing, having a good time. Let's do one from the Polka Country Musicians. Shall we? I believe we shall. The name of the album is the Polka Country Musicians Say Hello. So we may as well play the Say Hello Polka, right? Right.
When you're feeling friendly, hey, let's go. Walk on over there and say hello. Let it show so everyone will know.
Say hello.
pass by. Those pretty girls will smile and give a sigh. You'll make a friend and watch that friendship grow. And just because you said a small hello, come on now everybody, there's no better way to say hello. Shout it out so everyone will know.
All right, there you go. See, say hello, hello, hello. They probably can't hear us. That's the Polka Country Musicians. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that in every show, I try to get at least one waltz in here. And I think my record's been pretty darn good, especially the last couple of years anyway. I'm pretty good at remembering to slip in a waltz. And every time I do, I'm like, hey, I met my one requirement for the week, and that was to remember to play a waltz. So let's do one now so I can feel good about it, shall we? Here's the Eddie Janik Orchestra. This is the Beautiful Song Waltz. All right, dancers, you're off the hook now. Guys, You know I'm talking to you. Eddie Janik's orchestra there in the beautiful song Waltz. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. Wherever you happen to be listening, you could be listening on a radio station, of course. You could be listening on a podcast or a webcast or a download or an internet thing or transmissions from space. I don't know. There's so many ways you can listen to stuff nowadays. Mind-boggling. Here's the Shimoleski Brothers. Spelling their name is mind-boggling. I've been doing it for decades. And if you get interrupted while you're typing it, you can't continue. You have to, like, start all over. Here they are with Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. There you go. See, I saw you dancing. That's what I see in my mind while I'm doing the show every week, is people out there dancing, like in your kitchen and your living room and whatnot. Oh, look at that. I just happened to glance out the studio window here, and I see a bulldozer and a dump truck, and they're fixing the street sign. It's amazing the things that amuse people who live in small towns. All right, let's go to Chicago. But more specifically, let's go to 47th Street in Chicago. You know why? Because that is where you find the 47th Street Concertina Club. And this is them doing the Never Again Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it there. That is the 47th Street Concertina Club and the Never Again Polka. And that's 47th Street in Chicago, by the way. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Now, earlier in the show, we heard from Al Grebnick, and it said, the King of Nebraska Polka Days. Is that right? I think so. Well, now, we have Ernie Kuchera's band, and it says it's Nebraska's number one polka band. So, obviously, being number one doesn't necessarily mean you're the king, right? I mean, I don't know the royalty rules in the world of polka. But anyway, here's Eddie Kuchera and his orchestra. This is the Quit Your Pouting Polka. Alrighty, there we go with Ernie. I always get Ernie and Eddie mixed up. Ernie Kuchera in the orchestra there. And that's the Quit Your Pouting Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck are you doing this week anyway, huh? Just glad you're listening and hoping you're having a great time with the show. And wherever you happen to be listening, by the way, it doesn't hurt. In fact, it gets them pretty darn excited if you send a little note to the radio station or the webcaster, whoever might happen to be actually bringing you the show, and let them know that you're digging the show. Let them know that you enjoy all the rest of their programming and what they do. You'd be surprised to find out that radio people do not get as much feedback as you would think they do. They just sit there in their little rooms talking in their microphones, hoping that somebody's paying attention and that somebody's enjoying it. That's kind of the way it works out. So, hey, you know, shoot them a postcard. Send them a box of donuts. Oh, yeah, they like that. They do. All right, Marv Herzog over here, ready to go. Here's Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. Thank you. There you have it, music from Marv Herzog and the band there. Put your arms around me, honey, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I got to keep an eye on the clock here. I find myself picking out records that are too long, and I'm going to run out of time here. I got to be paying attention. This is a very high-stress job. A lot of responsibility. I am so full of it. Anyway, I have a medley for you now. And this actually takes up two lines on my little sheet of what I'm playing in the show this week. It's a medley of We All Want to Be Friends and Come Give Me Your Hand, as performed by the Panty Sisters with Frank Hanner and his orchestra. That takes up two lines, for Pete's sake. So now that you know what it is, let's play the record! There you go. That is the Panty Sisters with Frank Hanner and the orchestra there. Little medley for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, there's more polkas coming up. Just hang on for a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see what else we can jam into the show this week. I got two records ready and a third pending. We'll see how the timing works out here. I get yelled at when I go long. Here's the Walter Ostenek Polka Schmaltz Band. That's what it says on the record. It's the Rollin' Rock Polka. That is the Walter Ostenek Polka Schmaltz Band. And that is not the name he uses on most of the records, so that kind of confuses me. All right, now here, even though we're in northern Minnesota, we had a pile of snow here a couple of weeks ago. Most of it's melted. It's been in the 60s. It's just weird. But people are starting to think about wintertime stuff. And I'll never be able to find this record like in January when I need it. Here's Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks here. Let's go skiing.
Let's go skiing, let's go skiing, let's go skiing in the morning. Let's go skiing, you and me, no one's seeing if we're yawning. Let's go skiing, benzene knee, let's go fleeing to the powder. Now is the season, this is the reason, we all want to yodel louder. First we shush and then we run the giant slalom, run the giant slalom, run the giant slalom. Maybe we will make the social column if we invade the UN. So everybody, let's go skiing, let's go skiing, let's go skiing on the mountain. Let's go skiing, you and me, let's all go, go skiing.
slalom, run the giant slalom. Maybe we will make the social column if we cradle you and I. So everybody, let's go skiing. Let's go skiing. Let's go skiing on the mountain. Let's go skiing, you and me. Let's all go skiing.
There you go, Mr. Yankovic. Thank you very much, all the Yanks. A wonderful, wonderful. Let's go skiing here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I'm going to shove this one in here just because I barely have room for it and because it's just, it amuses me greatly. We played a tune earlier in the show by the Shimoleskis, the Shimoleski brothers, in fact. And on this particular record, they play different styles of music. There's a foxtrot, and there's a couple of waltzes. There's a rumba on there, even. But they take a shot at Wilbert Harrison's Kansas City. And you want to hear it, because what happens, the teenagers show up and they play some rock and roll. So, of course, they try to accommodate that to make everybody happy.
I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. They got the crazy little women there, I'm going to get me one. While skating by, well, I've been standing on a corner while skating by with my Kansas City baby, by my Kansas City wine. Well, I might take a plane, I might take a train. Well, if I have to walk, I'm gonna get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. They got the crazy little women there, I'm gonna get me one. When I was standing on a corner, bound speeding by. Yeah, I was standing on a corner while skating by with my Kansas City baby, by my Kansas City wine. Well, I might take a plane, I might take a train. Well, if I have to walk, I'm gonna get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. They got the crazy little women there, I'm gonna get me one.
All right. Hey, you heard it here. There's the Shimoleski brothers doing Kansas City. Why? Because it was right there, man. That is the proof of a flexible band that can play whatever they need to play, darn it. Anyway, look at that. I'm to the bottom of the stack of records, and another Oompa Hour is in the can. And there's at least 8 jokes that can follow that line, but I'm not saying them.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back next week. You can count on that with another pile of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.